You are on the waves of Radio Belarus, your most reliable conductor into the political, economic, social and cultural life of Belarus. Our coherent journalistic crew offers you embracing daily highlights of the major internal and global affairs. Stay tuned in to Radio Belarus.
This is Radio Belarus International with the latest news from Belarus, briefly about the main events of the day. Lukashenko approves Belarus-UAE draft agreement on trade in services and investment. Trade unions of Belarus, Russia, Tatarstan share experience. Call to move on the industry development programs in Belarus-Russia Union State, and now about these and other events in more detail.
Radio Belarus. The news review.
And we start with official events. Belarusian President Alexander Lukashenko signed a decree to approve the draft intergovernmental agreement on trade in services and investment between Belarus and the United Arab Emirates as a basis for negotiations. This international agreement seeks to create a free trade zone in services between Belarus and the UAE, facilitate bilateral cooperation in investment promotion, and expand and diversify trade. This document is expected to give a boost to trade and economic ties between the two countries. The government has been authorized to conduct negotiations on the draft agreement and sign it.
Newscast of Radio Belarus. Political affairs.
Representatives of the Federation of Trade Unions of Belarus, FTUB, held a meeting with a delegation of the Federation of Trade Unions of the Republic of Tatarstan, Russia. The event was hosted by the FTUB National Trade Center, the press service of the FTUB told the media. FTUB Deputy Chairman Vadim Grachev emphasized that the trade union centers of Belarus and Tatarstan have a lot in common, including in their history and practices within the trade union movement. He noted that the core principle of their work is constructive dialogue with the government and employers. The strength of our social partnership lies in the fact that we always reach agreements. There is no confrontation. Even if our positions differ from those of the government or employers, we take a pause, refine the issue, and find a solution, Vadim Grachev said. This approach is confirmed by tangible results in both Belarus and Tatarstan thanks to social dialogue. New legal standards are regularly introduced to protect and promote workers' rights. The parties agreed to continue cooperation in this area. This is especially relevant today as the labor market is rapidly evolving and non-standard forms of employment such as remote work and work through digital platforms are becoming increasingly widespread. An exchange of legislative proposals and trade union initiatives on these matters will help develop optimal approaches to further regulation the modern labor market, taking workers' interests into account.
Newscast of Radio Belarus. Economy.
The Belarus-Russia Union State needs to move to the programs of joint development of certain industries, Belarusian Economy Minister Yuri Chebatar said as he spoke at the session the Union State at the turn of the era at the St. Petersburg International Economic Forum. According to Yuri Chebatar, the first programs in the Union State in the early 2000s were more infrastructure-related. Then the focus shifted to scientific and technical programs, which covered individual enterprises. We approved the strategy of scientific and technological development of the Union State until 2035. At the same time, Belarus has launched the preparation of the five-year program documents. The government has approved the country's national strategy sustainable development for the period up to 2040. Under this document, we have developed more than 20 strategies in various areas, mechanical engineering, pharmaceuticals, and food. Through such programs, we can reach a new vision of Union State programs. Why not discuss the Union State's programs for the joint development of certain industries? We have approached the matter many times. We have them, actually. Since 2025, new national projects, many federal programs have been implemented in the Russian Federation. We believe the alignment of such programs would be very interesting, the Belarusian economy minister said.
Radio Belarus. The news review.
There's this problem when industrial projects overlap in the Union State. Chairman of the Belarusian Chamber of Commerce and Industry, Mikhail Metlikov, said at the panel discussion, the Union State at the turn of the era at St. Petersburg International Economic Forum. Mikhail Metlikov stated that industrial cooperation is the core for the Union State. At present, manufacturers of Belarus and Russia have been working to launch the production of key components that are the analogs of important goods from third countries, he said. There is another problem, namely the duplication of industrial projects when Belarus and Russia make similar products. I will not name them specifically, but they do exist. In our opinion, the best way would be to involve our resources into a single project complementing each other. This will create a synergy that will enable us to grow domestically and internationally, he noted.
Radio Belarus. The news review.
We have plans to establish a supranational committee on standards and quality in the Union State of Belarus and Russia, Yelena Morgunova, the head of the Belarusian State Committee for Standardization, said at the panel discussion, The Union State at a Turn of the Era, at St. Petersburg International Economic Forum. Yelena Morgunova recalled that at its recent meeting, the high-level group of the Council of Ministers of the Union State decided to set up a supranational technical committee that will supervise quality and standardization issues. The quality infrastructure includes all technical regulation tools. If we apply unified approaches to conformity assessment, testing, and accreditation, then all barriers to market access will be removed completely, she said. An agreement has already been reached with the Russian Federal Agency for Technical Regulation and Metrology Rosstandard to set up a collegial body with a pool of experts who will develop a certain framework in technical regulation to remove barriers and barrier-free access to the markets of the two countries, she noted.
Newscast of Radio Belarus. Social life.
The permanent seminar of the Union State Development under the Parliamentary Assembly of the Union State will meet in Moscow to discuss the operation of the Unified Transport System of the Union State, the press service of the Parliamentary Assembly told the media. The seminar participants will review the operation of the electronic queue system introduced at road checkpoints of the Union State, discuss transport control, improvement of legislation regulating the movement of heavy and large-size vehicles, and the procedure for issuing special permits, the press service said. The meeting will be attended by deputies of the Parliamentary Assembly, representatives of the transport and financial authorities of Belarus and Russia, Belavtostrada, the Association of International Road Carriers, the International Road Transport Union, and a number of transport companies of the two countries.
Radio Belarus. The news review.
Deputy Director of the Uzbekistan Agency for Technical Regulation, Odiljon Tahirov, visited the Belarusian State Institute of Standardization and Certification and met with its director, Alexander Skuratov, to outline Uzbekistan's intention to develop relations with Belarusian specialists in different vectors. The parties discussed major areas of work in technical regulation and development of the laboratory base, including for protecting the market from unsafe goods, the importance of reducing technical barriers to mutual trade based on the recognition of conformity assessment results was emphasized during the meeting. A practical illustration was acquaintance with Bell GISS laboratories on indicators of electrical safety, electromagnetic compatibility, and energy efficiency. It is worth mentioning that at this time, equipment from Uzbekistan was being tested in the radio anechoic chamber. Odiljon Tahirov expressed a positive assessment of the institute potential and intention to cooperate in acoustic measurements and interlaboratory comparisons.
Radio Belarus. The news review.
Welcome to Belarus.
Grodno region is located in the northwest of Belarus, borders in the west with Poland and in the north with Lithuania. Practically the whole region is situated at the basin of the beautiful river Neman. The biological diversity of Belarus is preserved in 10 natural reserves of national importance located in Grodno region. 50 unique monuments of nature are situated here. Grodno region is famous for the majority of Belarusian castles situated there. The major tourist attractions of the region are castles in Mir, Lida, and Novogrudok, the first capital of the Great Lithuanian Principality, the churches, fortresses in the villages of Sinkovichi and Muravanka, the Rurovichi Orthodox Monastery, which dates back to the 17th century and which is one of the centers of pilgrimage and tourism not only in the region but also in the Republic. Grodno is one of the most beautiful Belarusian cities, where many monuments of historic and architectural importance have stood the test of time. They give a special charm to the city. The place really meshes together different nations, cultures, and religions. That's why the Festival of National Cultures is regularly held here. This is not only a wonderful show, but a small model of Belarus itself, where different people live in peace and friendship. Thank you.
legendary women of Belarus. Alana Kish is a brilliant artist whose genius the world might never have witnessed. The originality and uniqueness of her talent are often compared to those of Vincent van Gogh and Frida Kahlo. Fashion collections and limited runs of watches have been designed using motifs from the hand-painted carpets, so-called malavanke, by Alana Kish. In 1996, to the 100th anniversary of the artist's birth, National Postal Operator issued a commemorative envelope with an original stamp. And in 2010, the Belarus Film National Film Studio produced a documentary about her fate called Malavany Raj, or Paradise Painted. Her work continues to inspire a lot of designers, artists and filmmakers. Alana Kish was born in the village of Romanovo, Slutsk district in 1889 or 1896. She lived through two world wars and all the hardships of the post-war period. Alana Kish was self-taught, and unfortunately she didn't live to see her outstanding gift recognized. She was an artist out of time, and so were her painted carpets. This may be the reason why Alana Kish passed away at an early age. She died in 1949. Unrecognized, a holy fool, as fellow villagers called her, she created her masterpieces in one night without getting a dime for her work. Alana Kish painted for food and shelter. Due to poor quality paints that crumbled over time, her unique pieces were often relegated from an honorable spot on the wall by the bed to the barn floor. And the more tragic her life grew, the brighter and more fantastic the motifs in her paintings. Perhaps no one would have ever known about the genius of Alana Kish had it not been for Minsk-based artist Vladimir Basalyga, who brought her work to the attention of the general public. He fell in love with her art as a child, and then, in the 1970s, together with his wife Valentina, he began collecting the painted carpets by Alana Kish, as well as any information about her all over Belarus. Finally, in 1978, her pieces were presented at the first national exhibition of folk painted carpets in the showrooms of the Minsk Palace of Art. Alana Kish's carpets, with their fantastic and exotic stories, exhibit exceptional compositional skills, reveal an original vision and unique imagery. Some believe that the content of her work reflects the artist's biography, embody her idea of a woman's destiny and her dream of paradise. Some of the owners even believed that these carpets brought happiness and good luck, especially for unmarried girls. Now, Malavanky by Alana Kish are kept at the Historical and Cultural Museum Reserve Zaslavl. Vladimir Basalyga flat out refused to sell the carpets to private collectors, who, by the way, offered good money for them. Alana Kish's heritage had to stay in Belarus, in her homeland.
Music Box. We'll be right back. Заповедный напев, заповедная даль. Свет хрустальной зари, свет над миром встающий. Мне понятна твоя вековая печаль. Беловежская пуща, Беловежская пуща. Мне понятна твоя вековая печаль. Беловежская пуща, Беловежская пуща. Забыты давно наш родительский кров, и, услышав порой голос предков зовущий, серой птицей лесной из далеких веков, я к тебе прилетаю, Беловежская пуща, серой птицей лесной. Пробираюсь к ручью, где трава высока, там, где заросли гуще, как олени с колен пью святую твою родниковую правду, Беловежская пуща. Колени с колен пью святую твою родниковую правду, Беловежская пуща. У высоких берез свое сердце согрев, унесу я с собой в утешенье заветный напев, чудотворный напев. Беловежская пуща, Беловежская пуща, твой заветный напев, чудотворный напев. Беловежская пуща, Беловежская пуща. Заветный напев, чудотворный напев. Беловежская пуща, Беловежская пуща.